أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا وصرفنا فيه من الوعيد لعلهم يتقون أو يحدث لهم ذكرا فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. These are ayah number 113 and 114 of Surah Taha. At the very, very beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Taha مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we did not reveal this Quran upon you to create any form of difficulty whatsoever. In between the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then again a reminder of the Quran, and now again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the Quran, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam insofar as another difficulty. The one difficulty we spoke about at the beginning, entire night Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand in tahajjud. Sahaba used to do the same, but then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feet would swell. Allah Ta'ala said the Quran was not revealed for that difficulty. Now here Allah Ta'ala speaks about another difficulty. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. And similarly, we send down language. In other words, the very first reciters of this Quran, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the first listeners of the Quran, the Sahaba, and even the kuffar heard this kitab of Allah. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. And we continuously, in various ways, revealed al-wa'id, the warnings in this Quran. Look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, for example, the day of Qiyamah. In different ways, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us about the different aspects of Qiyamah. And in this way, there is a very great wisdom. Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So that man may become righteous. Man may become conscious of Allah. He will bring iman and he will remain obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If that is not achieved, O yuhdithu lahum dhikra, at least this Quran will create, will generate in them a form of reflection. Taqwa is what everybody supposed to make as a goal in this world. But if we cannot acquire the taqwa, at least when we read the Quran, at least when we hear the Quran, we begin to reflect who we are, that we are a very weak creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Reflect where we came from, where this journey is towards. So one is the taqwa in itself, the consciousness of Allah, and then as a second prize, Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying, O yuhdithu lahum dhikra, at least it creates some form of reflection. If it doesn't create that form of reflection, then of course that heart is completely dead. It needs to be revived. It needs to be resuscitated. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقَّ. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about Himself. Very simple, few qualities of Allah that we hear all the time. We say Allah Ta'ala. So here also Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most lofty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most supreme. Allah Ta'ala is most high. There is nothing and no one that is higher than Allah. And there is one very important belief that we need to have, that Allah is so lofty, Allah is so high, that there is never a scope for Allah to get more loftier, to Allah to get higher than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. Al-Malik, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the sovereign. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the king. And Al-Haqq, Allah is the ultimate truth. In other words, there is never a truth beyond Allah. There is never a truth further than Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat is the ultimate truth. If a person has found Allah, a person has found the truth, he has found the haqq. Now Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say that this was at the time when Jibreel alayhi salam would come down with wahi. On the one hand, it was a compulsion, and as it is a compulsion upon all of us, Jibreel alayhi salam is reciting the Quran, it is compulsory to listen to the recitation of the Quran. Now Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has another responsibility to understand the meaning of the Quran as the words are being recited. The third responsibility is to learn the words of the Quran, and of course that will be for the fourth responsibility, now to propagate this Quran and to convey it to the ummah. So many responsibilities. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would try on the one hand to listen to Jibreel, try to comprehend, and then he would start learning and reading with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, in an attempt to learn the Quran by heart, in an attempt to memorize the Quran. So one ayat Allah Ta'ala revealed there in Surah Qiyamah, لَا تُحَذِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. The gist of it is that Allah has taken the responsibility for you to learn this Quran, to memorize the Quran. Similarly here, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Oh my Mahbub, oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not hasten regarding the Quran, min qabli an yuqda ilayka wahyu, before the wahi has been completed upon you. In other words, listen to what Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam has brought, then the responsibility of putting it into your heart, in for you to understand the Quran, all that responsibility that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself takes. But here, all you do, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. All you say is, Rabbi zidni ilma, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. And this, if we can understand that Allah is saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must read this dua, then it is for all of us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase us all in our knowledge. And remember, the greatest knowledge is the knowledge of akhirat, to know where we are going, what is our destination, what is this journey, and where this journey comes to an end. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakallah.